Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe you're tired of the waves that come and knock you off your feet. I'd long to see you on a day when you won't drown. The constant dragging and deceit, your hands been tied in there to greet a life that's bounded to a world that keeps on taking its lead. Be you tired of the strains, the lonely highs, the constant rains that seep right through you on the days you're coming down. Maybe relying on horizons where the skies they fill with diamonds ain't surprising that the love that you have lost is in your mind.
Where we go, we'll take the high.
You're tired of the waves that come and knock you off your feet. I'd long to see you on a day when you won't drown. Maybe the answer lies beneath these scattered words they put our streets, and now the lights without the power flicker on into the night.
Where we go, we'll take the high.
Hello, hello everyone. This is your host, Crystal Beach. I know what to say at this time. And today we are going to be doing an adventure show. So pretty much any poetry that is on, it doesn't have to be real, it could be real or fictional, any type of adventure you may have been on or one that you created or something like that, because I am going to be going out of town for a couple of months, and I don't know if I necessarily call it an adventure, but it's going to be new. So, but yeah, I look forward to it. So I wanted to do a show for that because I'm not going to be doing a show again until August. So yeah, I'll stop blabbering because I do have a lot of people on here. I'm in shock. It's 10/11 o'clock at night. So I have Sky. Hi, Sky.
Hello.
I got your message. Yikes. I luckily have not had COVID, but I do know people that have, and I know that it probably does suck. So hopefully you're feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. It's the best day so far, but I'm quite exhausted right now. So, but I wanted to give you a story. So I brought something for you.
I know. I mean, I'm going to have you read first and everything. Let me also say hi to AP, which I didn't. I didn't yell at. I just got confused. I'm doing well. How are you?
No. I thought it was your last show, and the last thing I wanted to do was not have it start. So I hadn't seen you around, so I just sort of got in just in case and then got out.
I know. I did tell Deb because I originally had the show scheduled at 10, and I had to switch it to 11 because me and my boyfriend went out to eat, and it's Friday night. I didn't know if it was going to be like we have to wait like 45 minutes or something like that. So
yeah,
I just changed it just in case because I didn't know how hectic it was going to be. And I was like, I don't want to try and rush home and get the podcast. So I just went ahead and changed the time. But yeah, but I kind of did get home in time, I think. But at the same time, I still kind of would have been pushing it.
Yeah.
And we also have Hatter. So I'm waiting for
unmuted. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Am I unmuted?
Hatter.
Oh, I am. Okay. Oh, where are you going, Ope? Ope.
Not going to school.
Not going to school.
Nope. I don't even see that other Hope anymore. I think she still is on here. I'm not even sure, but I mean, I know we have people that come on the shows and come and go and things, but I was even just wondering on All Poetry. I don't even know if she's still on here. I think she is. I think I ran into her not too long ago, but I'm not sure. But I still think that's funny
about
with Bella and the whole thing.
Yeah, Bella. That's hilarious.
We also got Frank out on the board. So. And we got Titus on the board as well.
At 4 in the morning.
I know. I couldn't imagine. I'm wondering I wonder what part he's like from, because I'm trying to think where it's 4 in the morning right now.
Yeah,
England,
right.
Scotland, Ireland.
England.
That would make sense.
Yep.
Oh. If it was me, well, I don't know. There's times I have stayed up till 4 a.m., and recently I've been staying up till like 2 a.m. You know, I'm trying to, like, change my whole schedule around because I know that with the job that I'm taking out of town, I'm going to get up early in the morning, not get up late.
Yes.
So.
Well, Titus has just confirmed he's in London. He's in London.
I see that, London.
Bristol, so. Yeah, London, UK.
Well, thank you, Titus, for keeping your eyes open. I don't know how long you will, but I appreciate it. All right, so I guess we can go ahead and start some poetry. I know not everybody wants to be up all night, so Sky, I will go ahead and grab yours because I know you said you wanted to read and run. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. These guys have heard this before, but I brought this one because I know that you're a Potterhead like me. Not a pothead, a Potterhead, Harry Potter fan, and I thought you would enjoy it. So, called The Witch in the Veil, Light of the Squib. When Piss Primal Quintus Fame, a squib born in London flat, was glamored by the Pied Pipe of Pan, he had no quarrels in treading glints of magic. I tell you this as an observer, for on the eve dust set, and happy thoughts were alight, there was a glitch in the veil. I was on a night bus reading the Daily Prophet, one hand rummaging in my pocket for a pepper imp or perhaps the peppermint toad, finding only one galleon, three sickles in one canoe. And all in a quandary, my paper read the Daily Punctilio. I looked around to find reporters with quote quills at the ready. I looked up, and what did I see? There were young wizards riding silver arrows, shooting stars, clean sweeps, and Nimbus 2000, beating quaffles and wielding wands. Magic carpet or red robins, a golden chariot inlaid with sunflower suns, and a Pegasus as white as the ivory power. Worlds collided at the Thames as the Thames transformed into crocodile lagoons. As great neverwoods began to sprout, the marooner's rock started to rise. Pixies sprouted from their hollow, and a chap that looked like a fawn wearing a red scarf started to play the quiet lulls of a double flute. At the center of it all was a young boy, Piss Primal Quintus Fane, riding the largest dragon, a band of lost boys at his heels, each with their own. They resembled myths of old, descendants of Smaug, Glorong the Golden, and Akragon the Black, as if Aaron Mithril on London's earth. And then, just as sudden as it appeared, it gathered back from whence it came. In poem.
This guy, I hate to burst your bubble. I'm actually not a Potterhead. I'm just so around it a lot. I have a lot of friends. My boyfriend, which is in the other room, probably wants to hear this dang poem. Because I have a lot of people around me that love Harry Potter. I understand it, but I don't get the hype.
That's the reason why I brought this one. Deb said you loved Harry Potter. I was wrong.
But
you learn something new every day.
You do. But no, I do like, though, like you said, from reading this poem and hearing you read it and stuff, a lot of it I understand. Because like I said, I'm around it. I get a lot of the references, things like that. I've kind of read a little bit, seen the movies a little bit, but I do really like where you went with it, though. I mean, I think this is better than reading Harry Potter. Okay, maybe going too far there, but yeah, I do like the kind of like what this whole show is about, the adventure that you kind of do. But your description through everything, it is like this like very advanced, what word would I exactly say? I don't know if I'd say fantasy type thing, but yeah, kind of. Where was my favorite part? I had to find it. Oh, the golden chariot inlaid with sunflower suns, because that made me think of Tangled with the sunflower. But I loved reading that, but also just like your description of the wizards and the wands and all of this description just coming to life and everything. It's really, really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I put a lot of different fandoms in there. So I think there's a little bit of, there's some Tolkien, there's some Chronicles of Narnia, there's...
I caught that part too. Yeah.
You know, Peter Pan, of course, a bunch of different things. So, something for everyone, I think.
Well, I feel
Thank
like
you
did do that. I feel like you did mix all the fantasy worlds together, and that's what I think is really cool.
Thank you.
Let me get you some comments. I'll start with Hatter.
Yeah, I love the names. Now Galrung the Golden and Caligon the Black, are these real characters?
Yeah, that's from Middle Earth. That's J.R.R. Tolkien. That's my. And there's a reference in the bottom that references Tolkien's work.
Okay. Yeah, you were. I was enjoying it. Little trip.
Thank you, Hatter.
What an imagination! What an imagination!
Agreed.
And, okay,
that's what I always like.
Finding. Yeah, finding only one galleon, three sickles, and a canute. Cadet. Are those real terms for money?
Yeah, they're from, that's from Potter, but it's also, I believe, English.
Okay. Never mind. Peppermint toads.
Great comment, Heather. And AP, what do you think?
Well, I've been to London on many an occasion, and London is a historic place. And you've got the Tower of London, you've got the London Bridge, you've got all these things that you could sit back and imagine actually have these characters appear. And you can imagine them sitting there at the Tower, sort of in the midst of all of this description. I love the Tolkien bits. I'm a Tolkien fan, as you probably know. And I enjoyed the Potter bits too. I actually read Harry Potter to my kids, and so there was a familiarity with that too. And I actually really loved the Neverending Story. I loved the song, but I loved the movie too. So there was just a lot of stuff going on for me that sort of, you know, it was an inspiring sort of mix of characters and people, and I could see it happening in London, Scott.
Thank you, AP.
Awesome comment, AP. And so if I think if anyone saw any of that stuff happen in London, I think they would want to go to a different country or a different part of England.
I wouldn't.
All right. Well, Sky would stay. I'm just saying a lot of people would be, they'd be like, wait. Or they probably would think they're on drugs, maybe. They would think, what did I have last night? Or something, I don't know.
That probably would be that for me, but I'd like it. But I don't want to be there.
True. Well, Sky, I don't know how much longer you're going to be on here, but do you want to plug any of your shows real quick?
Oh, yeah. I'm on tomorrow night with Star Wars Volume 9. You can write to any of the themes, characters, quotes. Quotes, you can always go off topic, even if not on topic for Star Wars. It's okay with me. And that's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my show for this room, I had to cancel because I was not feeling well. So I have, I'm going to do a redo, and I snuck into the 31st spot, which is not a normal Tuesday for me. So I dropped the topic. We're talking about, well, of course, we're going down the tube. We're talking peacock, mantis, shrimp, Dumbo, octopuses, and Yeti crabs. So it's an undersea adventure. And you could write to any of those prompts, and you don't have to write me a documentary. You could be creative and write me a piece of fiction and just use the names or some of the stuff you learned, or you can mix it either way. So that's on at 8 p.m. on the 31st. So it was rescheduled. Thank you. And hopefully it was
pretty much
you
and I switched.
Well, we didn't switch. I snuck in. I canceled this Tuesday. Tuesday that was this week was supposed to be my show, but I was incapacitated, so I could not do that this week. But I snuck into that spot when I saw it open. So
I know that's the thing. That was my original spot, and then I had to switch myself. So I thought it was me.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy your adventure.
I'm going to try.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
Nice, guys. Okay. All right. I guess it's just all me and the boys now.
Yeah, you got us now.
Yep.
It's okay, Crystal. We're good.
Yeah, y'all better behave. All
right. Never.
So I'm going to have UAP go next, and then after that, I think I'll do Titus, because I know Titus is probably still wanting to go to bed. So whenever you're ready.
Righto. Well, I actually wrote a poem for you, Crystal. I went back. You said you wanted an adventure. I got myself some coffee, and I wrote an adventure poem for you. This is a poem, forest somewhere, and it goes a little bit like this. Forest is hanging, In Kermit green fronds, vines are curling into any spaces beyond. The dense growth obscuring the cerulean sky, my surprise complete, as a flash shot by. Burning in orange like a meteor past, with dazzling red specks from a star cast. With a bang left embedded within a tree, 100 yards up the way from me. Towards the smoke and hole within bark to a small metal disc, nickel-sized by arc. And to my surprise, a hatch opened wide. What on earth had I just witnessed collide? A very small critter climbed gingerly out, a small ant, but with bronze hair and a spout. Spoke in a gold hailer, preening as shook, said hello, booming voice from the nook. Sorry, as fiddled with control scored, your leaders I see, it loudly implored. That's cool, I said, but many you see. What do you mean? Said staring at me. Well, is the local council, plus with shire, then state, two federal houses higher, plus 120 different countries by creation and most, not all, in the United Nations. And turned his back, fired his craft away within the star's track, and I forgot for years about that scene, till the forest of those craft, in New York scene. Ken Pong.
I was looking at Deb's comment, and I agree with the whole clever and quirkiness to this, because it does have that bit of feeling to it. But I also love, there's like certain, the whole thing just perfectly rhymes. Like, you, me, and Hatter were mostly all rhymers, so. But there's like certain stanzas I say that like really just have that, I'm even going to say it, Dr. Seuss kind of rhyme to me, where it just like flows so perfectly when you're telling a story. And I love hearing that, because I'm just over here just kind of like with my hand on my chin, just intently listening. And I love it when a story makes you do that, where it's like you're really ingrained into the words. And I felt like you did that here. But yeah, and I also just kind of like I love dialogue as well, and I enjoyed the dialogue. So yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Thank you, Crystal.
What did you think, Hatter?
And very creative. I love the very small critter climb gingerly out of small ant. You know, intergalactic or interspace, that's very, could very well be an issue, is size. We could be gigantic to another solar system living, and vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
It's going to be all the same.
Yeah.
Good job. That's how it's going to happen.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it was sort of cute in its own little way. I particularly liked the second last stanza, right? I thought I was on fire then.
Oh, I agree. Like, it does have that, like, cute little sense to it. Like, I didn't quite see it as like a children's story, but at the same time, it kind of had that little bit of feel. It has a cute extent to it, but had a little more power and punch to it, I guess I would say. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but it was.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. Okay, let's see. If I got yours AP done. Let's see, that's right, I was going with Titus, and I've got his SoundCloud. Right. And I always look forward to Titus's SoundClouds, because he and a few other ones I can think of typically have, like, amazing with audio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead and hit play.
A dawning love to Braille. Earth Angels. A dedication for laughing soul. Your care is with such simple listening. A reminder to dreams pursuing of those occasions, thoughts no end liaises, and what we're doing will treasure your existence. It's as near to being sincere as if together meant such knowing. To be tearful as if spending time meant forever. How sad would that thought be? So having said it be so wished upon now never having met. When words belong you have traits beyond imagination. The sole purpose distance is to bridge what's between us. Thoughts are meant to be meaning what they say. It is a beautiful plus. Things you like to do and share and squabble over. Tease that due care does not say. To hurt was never there, then it will provide to help air exceed beyond where love gets off. This matter of trust, the soul divide acceptance, to leave dosing, aiding or bereft, my guidance will provide. Erstwhile should someone else have discovered above all else love would bring from far. Something that didn't matter, it is the care above that which brings you here. These are the reasons why it didn't shatter hope at any time. That it's to take seriously, word for word, the matter of opinion that others will tell you. Tis to abuse is no from far away. A matter of opinion to say I couldn't care, I do, if so my dear convey. Many here will say that catching up has proceeded, calling it fulfilling enough. To feel the eyes, no sadness I would sense could say it's spelling. Tears would remain enough to keep it funny, if compelling your inquiry were about normality. Indeed, when this is neither hurried to write a diary. There's sufficient room to add at any time what's sad is with happiness no time at all. For we are belonging to search for love, with its prowess perceived on prying, that if dying didn't matter, then I will remain still in your life, anywhere I am, being who you are, can promise that I will. I'd etch above the true meaning of your whereabouts, to get to know what the woman in my life really meant, in words, to contemplate suspicion was not meant without you long, without the waiting to say it, so she may ask who I am. I have answered, truth considered best. I am here because you are, and because of others passing, the likes of a good morning, or how you are, that communication strikes a chord, which means that each unlike had but notice from the waiting. I've all the time in the world to make a difference. Thoughts creating. Instances which we, for example, accept throughout time and space, becoming equally distinctive since surplus requirements needs the place considered. Welcome, being called a theory to what lies ahead between anything from freeing an emotion as likely as it is retrospect to me. It's without query to ask why you've helped without rarely giving excuse profusely, but the one small detail would suggest it would not refuse. You being well enough so you'd notice care as a tentative fine detail illustrating me from where love came, from adorning it to braille.
Wow. I am like what I normally do with Titus. I am entirely speechless, again, by the SoundCloud. But the thing is, at this time when I was listening to his words, and then, but I also was listening to the music in the back, and I like how the music just stopped and then started back up, because it almost like made it more suspenseful. And I also do love the, what this is, who this is dedicated to. So I do know who that is. But yeah, I just think this is incredibly sweet. And there was a part, I know that this is a long, kind of a long poem to find, and I don't know if I could find the part or not that I really liked. Let's see if I can find it real fast. I do know I liked this part. I am here because you are, and because of others passing, the likes of good morning and how are you. A communication strikes a chord, which means that each had but unnoticed the waiting. I've done time, the world make a difference. I don't know what it was, something about that part was, like, I don't know, something more meaningful, I suppose I would say. But yeah, this just kind of does, like, show a lot, and it says a lot. Like, a lot of times, I feel like Titus's poems do say. But great job, Titus, and I know you're listening, so this is really beautiful. And I'll ask AP first.
Thanks, Crystal. Just a beautiful use of words by Titus, as always. He's got a wonderful command of the English language, and the way he uses the words to turn the story, like the use of erstwhile, should someone else have discovered above all else love. And then that final same stanza, a matter of opinion to say, I couldn't care, I do, if so my dear convey. It's just beautifully, the words are very carefully chosen so that the assonance and the flow is beautiful, but the rhyme is lovely, and it's wonderful to have two AABB rhyming poems on one after the other, and this one's just a classic piece of writing.
Agreed. I think that is interesting too, but I feel like a lot of people, if they rhyme, they're going to go over the show. They know other people rhyme as well, because I feel like there are free verse people, I'm not going to deny it, but I feel like there are a lot of more rhymers in the group. I don't know. I could be wrong on that. I've never gone through the group of people and been like, yep, you rhyme and you do free verse and you rhyme. I don't do that. But you kind of pay attention to what people do. But yeah, I do think that's interesting, the format that both you and Titus picked. But yeah. Hatter, you have anything to say?
I am here because you are. That's powerful line, and because of others passing. There's so much in it, I have to read it again to get a little bit. I know I'm still missing some things in it. Weighing out a relationship and why you're here, why I'm here. Wow. Good job, Titus.
No, that part really is meaningful. I liked that too. I'm here because you're here. And I feel like there are, if you have those people in your life that really love you and support you and stuff, they're going to say that to you. I love you, support you, that they're there because of you. I often try to be that kind of person to other people. But I feel like if you're in somebody's life, don't just like drop on by whenever it's convenient. It's like be there and like forever and always. Thank you, Titus, for bringing that. That was, I guess I would say that was a type of adventure, I don't know if I say a love adventure, but more of like an adventure you have with the people that you care about. All right, so I see Frank is on the board, so I'm going to go ahead and put Frank's because it's another person that makes fantastic SoundClouds. I mean, technically, I have a lot of SoundClouds tonight, but yeah, when do you know, I guess. Okay, let's see, where's Frank? I found it. Okay. And here we go.
I was once a little spry seed of innocence in your special garden, but I then blossomed into the ripe and budding flower of today, infused by the morning showers of the midday spring of dreams, when you nurtured my delicate petals with your tender care. Every day you embraced me with the fondness of a mother's grace, taught me to dance amongst the playful dew and revel in the rain, to let the seasons accompany the days and the moonlight the nights, never forgetting the fresh fragrance of your scent in the evening paprika, You comforted me in the darkness and watched me grow in the sunlight. And I was all alone and too afraid to even let you know what I found. How much I really just needed to hear the words from you, it's okay. I'm here for you. So fold your drowsing petals and go to sleep. Return to the special garden I have, with such a sweet smile, as I came anew to see the red roses and waxy and white jasmines, where I used to be before in the gleam of the twilight of my youth, with the colourful butterflies nigh, when you sheltered me with love. Now after all this time past, I do the same with you, Mother. I have come to see you and touch the sepals of your aging bloom. Madrecita, eres la cosa más hermosa en el jardín. Mother, you are the most beautiful thing in the garden. My jasmine flower. My beloved jasmine flower. Mother, I love you with all my heart. Madrecita, te amo con todo mi corazón.
Wow. Frank's making me cry a little bit. I don't know what it was at the end. One, I want to start at the beginning. I love the start of the metaphor of the flower. That is one of my favorite types of metaphors to use. I'm not the biggest person on flowers, but I love using them in poetry because they just have this thing life. It's like you see them grow, and then they are only blooming for a few days, and then they die. It's like it's such a short life, but it's such a powerful metaphor in it every time. At least it is. But I love just how, like, you started out with the flower in the garden, and then you're just watching the budding flower, and then becoming the budding flower of today. I really think that that is beautiful. But then the ending of talking about Mother, you were the most beautiful thing in the garden. My jasmine flower. I don't know what it was about that, but I literally started tearing up a little bit. But I find it incredibly sweet. Also, I love the sepals of your aging bloom. That's beautiful too. And I saw this. What I was thinking, I was like, this has to be a Mother's Day poem. It has to be, and I was right. But yeah, this is a very sweet Mother's Day poem. A lot of the times, I see Mother's Day poems and, myself included, they can get a little sappy. It's like they're very generic, everyday, look like Hallmark greeting cards type thing. But this is different, and I like that it's different. And it still has its Frank kind of style as well. An excellent job on the SoundCloud, too. I lost AP. Okay. but, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying on the board. I grew up with my mother's garden. Aw. That's very sweet. I do know there is a lot of women that like to garden. I'm not saying all women, but because men do it too. But I'm saying, you know, a lot of women that do enjoy growing flowers and things like that. Yeah, this is really beautiful, Frank. I really enjoyed it. And Hatter, I guess since you're my only person with me, you can make your comment.
Yeah, this is the life and times of the budding flower, where they came from. It was well set, well thought out. Yeah, returning to the special guard, and I have one such a sweet smile. Yeah, Frank's got a way to just sort of lull you to sleep, just make you feel. I mean, in a good way. Very touching, very moving.
Agreed. Oh, AP came back. Okay. All right, I got you, AP.
No, I was lost and then found. Crystal. My phone dropped.
You got to start singing Amazing Grace. That's what it made me think of.
Yes. Did you like that? Yeah, very well picked up. Did you want me to comment on Frank's poem?
I don't know if you heard it or not, but if you did...
I heard it. I was going to say, I thought the lovely thing about this piece was Frank talking to his mother in Spanish towards the end at the Mother, you are the most beautiful thing in the garden. And he said towards the end, I don't know whether I missed it, but I think he said some more words in Spanish and I couldn't pick them up. But it just... it was clear his love and affection and care for his mother, and particularly when he was speaking to her in the Spanish, and the whole feel of the piece had a lovely sort of love and of care and the softness through the flower and it worked really, really well. Crystal, I really liked it.
Yeah, that part that he read in Spanish is just the words after it. Mother, you the most beautiful thing in the garden. I knew it. I could read the Spanish part. And then when he read it below, I was like, oh, I got it right. I think that my Spanish is like vanished. And then I read something. And I'm like, oh, maybe it hasn't. I did like the Spanish part that he read, though. I like that he did say it in English, but at the same time, I feel like the Spanish one out had more meaning, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like maybe more feeling to it.
Yeah, the last thing he said was, in Spanish, Mother, I love you with all my heart.
Hmm.
There you go.
Oh. That's sweet. Thank you, Frank, for bringing that. And I know you said your phone is acting wacky. But I appreciate you bringing something and listening. All right, so I think I have 5 or 6 poems left. I'm not even sure. Deb said that she would probably call in maybe in the second hour, but she said she wasn't sure. So I think what I'm going to do next, let's see. I think I'm going to do Kay's and Stevens next. I know they just had a show on theirs about an hour ago. But let me go ahead and put Kay's down and find her SoundCloud. Oh, is that next to Frank's? Oh, lucky me. All right, here we go.
Forget Me Nots by Kay. Dusty dirt trails echo the muggy whispers of postcard grasshoppers. Crackling wings of courtship flight, blistered in cottonwood trips. Their buzzing and brushing, rolling like maracas in heaven's thunderclouds. Hazy summertide swelter the skinny dip of awoken flowers, plucked. The silence of a day beneath barren earth, yellow-green the texture of us. Earthenware felt boardwalk walls of backpacked youth. Stenciling their tail of a sunflower, repellent to crowds, an airbrush and of watercolors, Hollywell's bridge, the Himalayan blue poppies, a carousel Venetians, shadowing, tracing their shape on sandpaper fingertips from cockle-shelled nights, the vein of life, shape and treasure chests of his tender peach, climbing blushes weep in sandcastle, shoveled shapes, the moth-eaten senses, a white washing of globe thistles, speak of bees pollinating, flowers in a growing season through specks of a lawnmower in its sheddings, tumbling. Cornflower petals, gentle like paper, wildflower, seeds of faith and squared cowbells, calling her home, and home.
Wow. I like the title too, Forget Me Not, because I feel like it's a, normally we think Forget Me Not, but then she put Forget Me Not. So I liked just kind of how that sounded. But what I really love about this though, and I've seen Kay do it more and more, and I really enjoy when I do see it, is her adjectives. It's like she's getting, like, I know this was for Word Bank. I saw it in the author's notes, but I like the cottonwood trips, the Morocco. I love this. The Moroccas and heaven's thunderclouds. I want to steal that line right there. What else was it that I saw? The honey or the Holly Wells Bridge in the I can't even speak. The Himalayan blue poppies of Carousel. That is beautiful. Or even towards the end, the cornflower petals, gentle like paper wildflower. Just some beautiful images right there. And it kind of does put you in that, I don't know, like I feel like I'm just walking in a backyard or just like in this almost, I don't know if I'd say an enchanted forest, maybe not that, but it just seems like you're out in nature or something like that, and it's like you have so much beauty surrounding you. At least it's kind of how it seems to me. But I do love all of the description. I think she did a fantastic job to the words that she picked in the word bank. But, yeah, this is really beautiful. Hatter, you want to comment?
You said it very well. Yeah, her adjectives. Yeah, the next level of poetry, however one gets there, this is what it looks like where she writes. Just well thought out and almost complete on every line, but still attaches to each other. Very well done.
Great comment, Heather. And AP.
Transitions at the silence of a day beneath barren earth, yellow green, the texture of us, earthenware. It then goes on to the felt, the boardwalk. It transitions. The transition in that line is lovely, from the sky to the earth, and then also gathering. Both of the parties within it's a line that says what it does. It's impressive.
Oh, agreed. I just talked to the mute button. All right. Thank you, Kay, for bringing that. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm going to try and plug their shows, but let me go ahead and do Stephen first, and then I'll see what's going on over at A Poetic Slice. So let's see what we're going to do next. Grab Stephen, and okay. Right. And let me go ahead and grab his SoundCloud now.
Swollen head is lost when braggart sets the cost. By Stephen 76. It truly was quite brilliant. Knowing his affinity for reading in bed, it calmed him, he said, helped him off to sleep. He's sleeping now. I was really pleased with myself, mixing raisin with beeswax and giving him my homemade candle for his birthday. I'm such a great actor that I was able to hold back my laughter. Well, perhaps I snickered a few times. Then that very night I could picture him lighting it and beginning to read, not knowing that the tiny stream of smoke ribboning into the air from the burning wick would be his end. The next day, when I heard he was found dead and for no apparent reason, I couldn't help but to laugh, but was able to quickly mask my laughter as weeping, the great actor I am. I went home and danced before my mirror, singing a song of my own device. I did it, I did it, he's dead, he's dead. My skill as a lyricist almost mirrors my acting. Then came my bugbear. Tired from my little dance, I slumped into my favorite chair, and I began thinking of my friends and family, how proud they would be to hear of my brilliance. But no, I cannot share this with anyone. I must keep this genius to myself. How can I hide this wonderful story for the rest of my life? So many times at family get-togethers, I could feel this deed rise in my throat, but I had to swallow it back down. So many lunches with friends, a crust of bread would catch on it on the way down, but I was able to gulp them back. I finally realized that I simply must tell no one. Why the shocked look? Oh dear, I just told you. But you can keep this secret, can't you? If you would, they'll make you a candle. And peace.
Crystal, loser.
Hello, Crystal.
Oh, Crystal.
You there, Crystal?
Oh, maybe she dropped. Should be calling back in.
Good question.
That was disturbing. That was disturbing. Stephen's a little right. Make you wax.
It had tones of Frank to it. It had the sort of eerie laugh at the back of it, which sort of troubled me a little bit. But yes, it was sort of as if Stephen had gone out and visited Frank for tea, and then had come back and written a poem.
I did it. The next day, he was found dead. Who exactly is it that he wished dead?
That is a very, very, very good question. So we can probably work that out between the both of us.
Yeah. Okay, right there. The next day I heard he was found dead, not knowing that the tiny stream of smoke ribboned into the air from the burning wick. Like a picture of light at the beginning to read. He doesn't, I'm such a great actor. That's what's sort of eerie about it. He's sleeping now. Help him off to sleep. It truly was quite brilliant. Knowing his affinity was a reading a bit. Was it the candle? Did he kill the candle?
It was candle. Candle. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was like what's that game Cluedo? Had up. It was the candle in the lounge room.
Y'all do okay without me? I'm just listening.
You know, we just rattled around for a little bit. We were okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I had to go do something so quick, and I was like, I'll go run back and forth. But I was, while y'all were talking, I was reading the part of Stephen's poem that I did miss. But yeah, that what you were just talking about, AP, about Clue, why don't they also call it Cluedo, But yeah, it does kind of make you think of that. I'll make you a candle, and it does kind of make you think of a candle in the lounge room, or Colonel Mustard did it with the candlestick,
Colonel
Mustard, or something like that.
There you go.
Colonel. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. That fits well. That fits well.
I do feel like when after reading this, and I should know with Stephen's movie obsession and everything, that it does kind of bring that to the bringing the books and the movies and things like that. But at least that's what comes to mind when I am reading this. But this in the middle, though, I did it. He's dead. Like, that's not vulnerable. Like, I couldn't imagine if someone just read that part, like someone just like skim through a poem and just read that part. I'm like, wait, what happened? But yeah. And then you got it. That makes you want to read more, though. I can say that, but yeah.
Yep.
Great job to this.
Yep.
Stephen. Did everybody comment? Both Patter and AP, y'all both commented.
We chatted about it.
You discussed it. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I was making sure. All right, so here we are at the halfway point, or kind of. Let's see where we're going to go next. And from here, let me see real quick if there are any shows coming on Poetic Slice. Okay. Well, I know Sky brought up hers tomorrow. And I know they have their Mortuary of Shadows on Monday, which is supposed to be true crime, so it says on here. But yeah, they have theirs at 7:30 Eastern time. So yeah, I know I have Sky Show tomorrow and then that for Monday. So now let me figure out what poem we're going to do next. I just want to make sure everybody gets their shows shouted out. Let's see. All right, so I have Deb left. I have Allie's. I'll go ahead and do Allie's.
I said I would read Allie's for her, Crystal, because she's not going to be able to join us.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and put Allie's out on the board then if you want to read it for her. That don't bother me at all.
We can do that. We can do that.
There you go.
So this is The Adventure of a Lifetime by Ali Sunshine Tree, and it goes a little bit like this. Come with me. Let's go on an adventure. Look, there's some clouds. That one looks like a heart. Heart means love. Once I didn't know what love meant. Now I do. Look, down in the grass there's some flowers. They cause me sensory issues, but aren't they so pretty? Look, my bed is the best place ever, fidgets galore, but who cares? The room is a mess, but oh well, at least I'm with those who love me. Look, her shirt, it still smells like her. We went on many adventures together before her addiction took over. I still miss her. Look, the house is clean. It's nice. It's not a house. It's a home. In poem.
Yeah. I love reading Allie's work. She often does have that that very kind of she does write very differently. I'm not saying that she doesn't, but she does have that very much a sweetness to her. But yeah, I really like the ending, though, and, like, even how she begins it as well. Like, come with me, let's go on an adventure. And then she pretty much just takes you on the adventure of life, pretty much. And then she goes at the end about, it's nice, it's not a house, it's a home. I often do feel that way of certain places that I've lived, and there's some places I've lived, it just seems like a house, that's all. But it was. It was just a building you lived in. But when you really have a place that feels together, feels like it's a place that you're really meant to be, it's home. And I'm not even talking about, like, just a house, even just a state that you live in or a country or something like that, some things can just feel like home. And I've had, let's say, maybe one or two places I've lived that did feel like that. Currently where I'm living, it does feel like home, but at the same time, it feels like a long extended home. But, yeah, I did like where she took this, though, and I like that she just kind of took you on through life and going through the heartaches and but going also through love and everything and doing everything together, but also bringing up about, I'm guessing this part about her shirt, I don't really know who exactly she's talking about, but went on many ventures together before her addiction took over. I still met her. I don't know who she's quite talking about there, but I do know how she feels on that part when you feel like you're with someone and then the next thing you know, you didn't really know how to help them, but you just did the best that you could. But yeah, this is really beautiful, and I love that she wrote for the show, so thank you, Allie. I know you'll probably listen to this later. AP, you read your comments?
I did, yeah, and you probably missed. We had the clown show earlier in the week, and Ali shared with us that it was her mother, her biological mother, that passed away last week, and I'm thinking that was probably what she was talking about here in that paragraph about her shirt and her shirt still smelling like her. So Ali's had a tough week. Let's just put it out there. She's had a tough week. And in the midst of that, she's tried to write in and has written in quite a different style. All of the poems that we've read from Ali up till now have been quite a distinct sort of first part, second part, end part, and then a question at the end, yeah? She's moved away from that format, which is a great and brave thing to do, and I think it's really worked for her here. And the reuse of the word sort of look has I think really helped her to frame the piece, and I think she's done a great job.
Yeah, I didn't know all of that. I've just kind of been caught up with other things that I haven't really. I've been on all poetry, but I've mainly just done a few contests here and there, but I haven't paid that much attention in groups or anything like that. But I didn't know that. I'm definitely going to send her a message because I hadn't talked to Allie as much recently, but for a while there, she and I would talk and things like that, especially if she was feeling down and she needed some, as most of the time I do, bring some kind of hope or something. So I would talk to her and stuff, but I didn't know that would come on this week. So that makes the poem even more, like, kind of hit me in the gut. I thought it might be her mother, because that's what it seemed like, but I didn't want to assume that it was. But, wow. So now that kind of, like I said, that just kind of hits me even more. Hatter, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, her writing is very acute since you shared that information. So sad to hear it. But yeah, there's no doubt that's what she's writing about. It isn't touching. It is touching at the end line about if it's a house, so it is a home. Well done, Allie.
Great comment, Heather. I heard somebody's phone vibrate or something.
Yeah, it did. You have mail.
I actually have that as a ringtone. You've got mail. I wanted to just do it for my email, but my phone wouldn't let me. But when I saw that on my phone, I was like, I've had to use that.
Yeah, that's an AOL thing, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah, it is. I didn't have, I didn't think I had AOL as an email address, but when I went to my grandparents, my grandparents did. I forgot what we had back in the day. I know we didn't have AOL, but I don't remember what email we really had. I can't remember.
Probably Yahoo.
But I do remember.
Probably.
It might have been Yahoo, yeah. Even though technically I still have Yahoo now, but I think it was the same back then too. But yeah. But no, I remember hearing it on computers all the time. You've got mail. Over and over again.
I think it was me. I've just picked up a message that's come through to me. So there you go. It's me.
You said it was your phone? Or?
Yeah. It was my phone. My old house, my family house, was open for inspection today. So it was the real estate agent filling me in on how it.
Little River Band? Little River House?
Sorry, Hannah. Sorry.
The Little River House? The Little River House?
Yes, the Little River Band House. Yes, the Little River Band House is up for sale. Hannah? Yeah.
Wow. How much? Maybe I'm on
fire. That's a pretty house.
So, yeah, no, it's up for sale. But it went very well, Hannah. Went very well, Crystal, so thank you. I've just picked up all the information from the agent, the very good agent I do have. So, there you go.
Well,
yeah, picture of the house.
A picture of the house, Hannah? You want a picture?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll put a couple of pictures up.
I'm kind of curious, too. If it's a river house, it sounds really pretty, is what I was thinking.
Oh, no, it's not a river. It's the house that Reminiscing built. So the person who built the house was the songwriter for the Little River Band and the song Reminiscing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's got no corners.
And it's got no corners. He called the corners off because it meant that it had better acoustics.
Acoustics, yeah.
Mm. So let me, having taken a couple of photos, I'm now going to put them up on the board.
Insert now, Jeopardy music Crystal. Here.
Crystal, you put your poem up on the board.
Yes. I was waiting for your pictures, though. I'm kind of waiting on Deb to see if she calls, because I only have mine and Deb's poem left, and I was going to give her a few minutes, and then I was going to...
I put one on the page.
Oh, I put Hatter. I didn't even... Oh, that's right. You did have one. I'm sorry, Hatter. Okay, well, after mine, we'll go Hatter. Then see if Deb comes. We'll do Deb's. If not...
There you go. I've picked you up now. I have a second one up shortly. Promise.
Hey guys,
I like
guess
the
what?
Dining room. Hmm?
Yep.
Guess what?
What, Hannah?
I heard Sweet Pea got honorable mention of the...
She did. It's exciting.
Are you talking about in Mark Terry's contest? Yeah.
The big one.
Surprise this year, I wrote, I don't think it was a 10, but I think I wrote like a 9 and point something in auto rank, and I was like, wow. I'm like, I haven't done that in one of those contests in a while. He's going to probably do a show for a team of voices soon, right?
Was it a rhyming? Get very good.
Fine.
Numbers, yeah, because I don't get very good numbers because I rhyme.
Most of my rhyming ones do. I think I might have a couple of them that are like free verse. But like I said, I rarely write free verse. But I typically just try to find words that rhyme that I guess that auto rank doesn't count as bad. I don't know.
Well, I think if you do the long line rhyming, it doesn't pick it up. It's such a negative. It just doesn't like the red, white, roses are red, roses are blue.
Yeah, I agree, Hannah. It is different. It is different in the long line, the long rhyme versus the short rhyme. I agree.
It's so cool.
I say medium. My mind's medium.
Yeah, no. Well, Hannah knows I like to go long line rhyme occasionally. So
I've seen that.
I'll start out long. If I start out long, for some damn reason, they'll end up shortening every other one. Shorter.
It's hard to keep the length. I'm with you all the way. Anyway, I put a couple of photos up on the board, Crystal, so you can see the post. So.
I know. I was just looking at those while we were talking. I really like the dining room and stuff, and I like also that it has wooden floors. A lot of people don't put those in their house as much. Like, you might see it in the dining room or something, but I like the wooden floors. But, you know, that's a really nice house.
Yeah, it's quite open. And as Hannah Wright said, all the corners have been filled in just for the acoustics. So it's kind of it sounds, if you put a stereo in there, it sounds beautiful.
I envision something a little more cottage looking, but that's absolutely beautiful.
That is true. I kind of was expecting the same thing, especially when you were talking about the no corners.
No,
I kind of thought cottage-ish.
Yeah.
No, it's not really sort of college. It's more sort of, anyway.
I was going to say looks modern, but at the same time, I don't think it looks modern. I don't know what exactly you call that.
No, well, it's got older furniture in it, and it's got sort of older design features in it. So it's sort of got the open space, but it's got the older, because I'm sort of into the older furniture. So that's my fault more than anybody else's.
I don't find that to be a fault. I agree. I actually have had my grandmother and a few of my relatives actually give me some of their old kitchen stuff and things. I prefer it. I go in the store today and I'll see something and I'm like, I'd rather actually like more of the antique style.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Well, if you look at that first image that I put up, that sort of goldy colored cabinet that's against the wall, that was from my grandparents. I grew up with that, and it was in different colors. Sometimes it was lime green, and sometimes it was blue, and sometimes it was chocolate brown. But I got it restored back to the original wood, and I got the back legs replaced because my father had cut them off to get it down a stairway sometime to use it for storage. So that's actually my grandparents' one from, that I remember from decades ago.
I was just thinking it'd be an interesting type of poem is if you did the perspective of furniture and going through the decades of things that have, how they've gotten damaged or the things that they've seen or something. I don't know, that was just popping through my head when you were talking about through the decades and being your grandparents, and sometimes it was blue, lime green. It just kind of came through my head as the perspective of what it would see over the years, like grandchildren growing up and then like families growing, falling apart, getting together, things like that. I don't know, it just kind of went through my head.
Yeah, well, it's an 80-year-old piece of it. Sorry, Hannah.
The centerpiece on the dining room table. What is that?
Yes. Oh, there's a bunch of flowers there, and there's a blue bowl.
Just like, are there roses or white roses?
No, I think they're actually wildflowers. They've been changing them every week. They're different.
The way it hangs. I bet
they're
silk.
No, they've been fresh ones. They've been doing them, as I said, they've been changing them in and out. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Anyway, there you go. There you go. Crystal, that's the place.
And this has been a part of the podcast where we go way off topic and talk about houses.
We've been miles off.
I'm joking.
Miles off. That's okay. Okay, we're allowed.
I'm fine with that. Like I said, I was giving Deb some time to see if she'd call in or not. But I know that we still have Mind Read and Hatters and stuff, and we'll see if Deb comes in. If not, we'll read hers. So let me just go ahead and repost mine and then go on with Hatters. I was trying to think of any. I know that I wrote for All Poetry Month and stuff, so I have quite a few new poems and things, but I was trying to figure out if I had any that might be somewhat adventurous, kind of. I'm not sure. But I found this one. So I'll go ahead. And it's called Starlight Stories, Me and My Literation. She walks into chapters of painted starlight pins. Her beginning begins slow, just hopefully not her end. A cluster of bookshelves dusted in the wishes she wished. Moonlight flickers like ripples, a sea of faces to a lone fish. She jumps over page numbers to skip the climax, a train wreck to be opened of her leaning off the tracks. She whispers the words, but no one sees the quotation marks, erasing the paragraphs she wrote and dimming her spark. Strength and livens in her hands as she picks up the fidgeting quill. Her eyes swallowed the paper as her charcoal ink spilled. End poem. And both of you are like welcome to comment. I'm not going to ask names.
Do you want me to start off, Patter?
Yeah, go
right
ahead. No, go right ahead.
Okay, I will. I really like this. I liked where it started. I liked that she walked into chapters of painted starlight pens. Slide rhyme that you've got, sort of the wished and fished and the pens and end, and it's kind of fun and groovy. But I always like a poem that starts and finishes in the same sort of loop. It sort of feels right to me. So starting with the chapters of the pens and then finishing with the quill and the charcoal ink spilled, to me is very nice sort of complete way of doing a poem. And I know that people disagree with me, but I really like it. So there you go.
I don't disagree. I like it too. And
no,
it's
I like
it. Funny
it,
how you
it really
said
works.
Groovy.
Yeah. It's you're describing how one might write, or the attitude, or the zone you need to be in. A beginning begins slow. What's the other? A moonlight flickers like ripples. She whispers the words, but no one sees the quotation marks. Because they don't. And that's true. I've always been fascinated how others create their poems. How do you go about it? The number of ways, and we've talked about this a few times, AP.
We have.
Just splashing it as much as you can, as fast as you can on paper, and go back and mold it. But don't get hung up on one rhyme word, because you can't think of it at that moment, that you lose the thought process that you were trying to create on. You need to just spill it out and then go back and then, you know, piece it together. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And the way I used to write was so much more exhausting. I don't stress as much. Yeah, way off topic.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I was had somebody remarking. I had a notebook out, and I had someone remarking at it, because they were saying the way that I wrote was kind of all just like splattered all over the page. And they were asking me, like, do you not write in a straight line? I was like, well, I can. I was like, but a lot of times when I'm doing a list or writing anything, like a book, a poem, anything of that sort, I'm not thinking, oh, I've got to make it look a certain way. I'm thinking, oh, million thoughts in my head, got to write them all down. That's my thought to that. And then when I do it on poetry, I'll typically just like write it out. And then at the end, what most people do, checking for grammar, checking for just like how it sounds. A lot of the times when I'm done writing a poem, I will read it aloud to see how it sounds. And like occasionally I'll leave it alone. Like I'll be like, if it doesn't sound too great, I'll may leave it alone. But occasionally I may change a word or two or make one stanza a little longer so that it sounds better. But most of the time it's odd. My brain just automatically just, I guess, already knows how to write like that. And it's like it automatically will flow. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean by that, Hatter, of just like splattering out all over the page, because you're not, when you're writing, you're just thinking about what you're writing about. You're not thinking every other thing in between. It's just like whatever is going through your mind, write it out and let it go. Or really let it flow.
Remember that if you write free verse, do the long run-on sentence. Just start with an image and run with it. Write a paragraph with one run-on sentence. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah. I feel like I write free verse, a lot of my free verse writing, too, is most of the time more something emotional, and it's just like something you need to get off your chest. So that whole run-on thing, it's like you're just typing how you feel to let out the emotions. And then eventually you'll try and, like structure it out the best that you can. But, yeah, that really is what it is. You just let it all flow out.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, AP and Hatter, for that. Hatter, I do have your poem on the board. I promise I didn't forget you. Yours was just all the way at the bottom, and I thought I already got the bottom, but I didn't pay attention at the last one. But if you're ready to read, you may.
Would you read it? I'm having little eye problems.
No, I don't have a problem reading it. Okay.
Ready.
All right. This is called Traveling With You by, Jay Haddock. Here we go.
Okay.
Watching the sun crawl across the floor, waiting for keys that will open the door. With you beside me together at dawn, the many memories of cities we've gone, or in a fast-moving plane, maybe a berth on the slow-moving train. Another resort with a beautiful room creates a memory of a second honeymoon. Hear the sound of approaching keys that will open the door to set us free, packed with slacks and flowery skirts, fellow shirts, pajamas with slippers and miniskirts. The times together through the customs we've shared, opened and x-rayed with nothing declared. We wait on the spinning cold metal ride, with strangers watch with curious eyes. Exhausting trips to unknown places, exotic resorts with sand-tanned faces. Time flies by in a week, times two, spending my life traveling with you. I see your locks and the untied laces, colored tags that speak of the places. There is nothing better than tickets for two, and I wish to know that I love you. End poem. I probably didn't recognize the title, but then as soon as I started reading, I recognized this and I remember it. Wasn't this actually based on a trip that you did, Hatter, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a trip back to the Keys.
I remember that now. I remember you telling the story. It's kind of, but I had to get a, like, like ask you that again, because it was like I had this memory of hearing the story, but then I was like, am I just making that up? Or but yeah, I liked hearing this again. And it's that thing we talked about before with the whole flowing rhyme thing. This totally works for that. That's the one thing I did remember about this poem that I liked, was the flowing rhyme. But it also kind of just tells that story of when we do go on a trip or something like that. And it's often something I say a lot is it's not the places you go, but it's the people that you're with. And to me, that's always what's important, is the person that or people that you're with is really what's going to make your trip a whole lot better. Because you could go visit the Eiffel Tower, but you could be with the most hateful people in the world and not enjoy yourself. But you could go to the desert sweating, walking through sand, getting sand everywhere, but you could be with the person you love and it'd make it all worthwhile. So I really often believe in that whole thing, that it really matters like who you're with and stuff. So I liked reading this again. And I also liked a little bit of a description too, like with the flowery shirts and the little mini skirts and stuff, and then going on a little metal ride and things. But it's a really great poem.
Thank you. The actual prompt, if I remember, was the two bags. The two bags travel together. So the one bag gloves is in love with the other. I tried to make it that kind of metaphoric piece, but it did have another meaning. You're right.
I think I remember you bringing that up. I'm not sure. I think it's been a while since I've seen the poem, maybe a year or so. AP, you want to comment?
Yeah, I was going to say, Hatter, I thought when you were reading it, it was about the sort of the two sort of cases there, until I sort of got to the end when I realised it was about a person, you see, because I've got a leather travel bag almost the same as the one on the left-hand side there, and I take it everywhere. And it's there's something that you sort of get about having that sort of familiarity of something next to you, but also there's something you get about traveling with people that you know really well, compared to traveling on your own or traveling for business. And vast majority of the time I'm traveling on my own or traveling for business. So it's very rare that I'm traveling with people that I know really well or traveling with, family or stuff like that. So when that happens, it's a wonderful thing, but the rest of the time it's just, let's get on and get the stuff done. So I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Great comment, AP. Oh, I thought you were about to say something, Hatter.
Oh, I was thinking of the...
No, go ahead.
I was thinking of the time... the time thing. I don't know. I'm going to lose the thought. Never mind. It was too many of the quotes. Sorry.
Well, thank you, Hattie, for bringing that and being on the YouTube, like been on the phone me the whole time. So thank you. Otherwise, I'd be alone.
Hey.
That's no fun, by the way, being alone on a radio show, talking to yourself. It just feels like an analytic examination. It's just
I've
no fun at all.
I've done it about three times.
Yeah, this is
going to
be your last. This is going to be your last show till August. Did you say? So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, summer pretty much away. So, I figured. And the thing is, I didn't even think I was going to get a show because when I asked Deb about it, because I was originally scheduled for the 31st, but I'm going to be leaving the day before. So I was like, Deb, I was like, can I do one last show? And then all of the things were just booked. And I was like, oh. And then she texted me or messaged me late today and was like, yesterday, where she was like, oh, you can put up a topic board. She was like, Sky canceled. And I was like, oh, okay. I felt bad though, but at least Sky is getting to do her show later on. We just switched, but. So, well, go ahead and do, as like I said, we have Debs. I don't think she's calling. I know she said she went to visit her son and said it was a long drive. So, yeah. So I think we'll go ahead and just read for her. That is my last poem. I did double check to make sure I didn't forget anybody. But before I do that, I guess we'll do the announcements and everything. I want to thank Sky earlier for calling in, and hopefully she starts feeling better because COVID ain't no joke. And thank you, AP and Hatter, for being there with me through this, and Frank and Titus out on the board as well, and Deb and Stephen and Kay for dropping a poem and stuff.
Allie.
And Allie, yeah. I was about to look to see. I was like, I know I'm forgetting the name. Allie. Okay. Yes, and Allie, I'm definitely sending you a message. I did not know the week that you had. Wow. I can't even imagine. But, yeah. So, tomorrow, I know both AP and Hatter, both of you are probably doing a Saturday show, Hatterday Saturday. And I want to do a plug real quick.
Where's the magic? Where's the magic? What happened to the magic? Why are there no more miracles? You tell
us. We're trying to find it.
I'm trying to find it. Yeah. So write it. Yeah.
I was just looking at the topic. Okay. Yeah. So where is the magic tomorrow? I like that, though. And I know what you mean, though, because it seems like times where it seems like it's kind of gone. You're like, I don't know. Maybe that isn't just me.
No,
yeah.
Not just
I like
you.
That topic, though. Not just me. Okay, good. I was going to say, because I feel like that is true. So that is tomorrow at 10. I just see that now. Okay. Or technically not. Okay, it's tomorrow my time, but I know, well, technically not Hatter, because Hatter's behind me, but Saturday, we'll just go with that. Saturday at 10 o'clock, where is the magic gone? And then I know Deb has her Monday night picture prompts, and she's doing art and lyrics. So, yeah, those are always fun. I haven't been on them recently, and I hate that, but maybe I will try and write for Monday's show. But yeah, hers is also at 10. So yeah, and I already did Poetic Slices ones coming up, and I don't know if there's an, I don't know what show is for Tuesday, but I did bring up for Saturday and Monday. So yeah. AP, would you read for Deb?
Surely. This is really No Swimming with the Fish, and it goes a bit like this. You can check out my neck of the woods, a sail the coast of the lighthouse parades, sunbathe beachside then walk the boards, ride roller coasters or play penny arcades, on the carnival piers on the Jersey shores, then go crabbing in the bay by the glades. Gamble at the casino, then see the shows. Sippings in Vendel from fountain cascades. Win the jackpot on slots, then play poker, holding a pocket straight flush in spades. Go dine on surf and turf with baked potatoes, up at the rooftop steakhouse by the hotel. Dance on the dance floor at the nightclubs, drinking cocktails to the ringing of the last call bell. Then go coyote ugly on the top of the bar, gyrating curves the song with a rebel yell. And the rest will keep secret. End poem.
I did not expect that ending. I should have, though, because as it was going on, I knew it was like you're going to go drinking and stuff, and then you're just going to let all of it out. But I love that go coyote ugly on top of the bar. I don't even, and I love it how she, in her author notes, she says the rest will keep secret. Oh, wow. Yeah, I like where she went this, but I also like the description that she went with as well. I, for one, love poker. I don't necessarily like to gamble because I know if I do, I need to control myself. But I do love playing poker, so seeing the part of playing poker and having a pocket straight flush and spades, like, I mean, that sounds like you're cheating, but but yeah, I really, really liked that though. But yeah, it just seems like it's kind of like the like a party night kind of thing. Kind of like, it definitely was an adventure I didn't expect to see tonight, but I really liked that she wrote it. And I like that she brought in her Jersey Shores and everything out in the carnival and stuff. It sounds like a lot of fun. So yeah, AP, you want to comment because you read it?
Am I allowed to comment with a girl response? Is that all?
I didn't hear that comment.
Am I allowed to do a little bit of rebel? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Last night, she came dancing to my door. Last night, that little angel, she came pumping on my
door. She
said, you got a lot of love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because... And the rest of the thing just goes on. And I love to play the ugly as well. And I'm Crystal.
Never saw Coyote Ugly. I've been cheating.
Sorry. I was commenting. Hatter, do you want to say anything?
Coyote Ugly. Yeah, very, sounds like a memory, a personal memory. So our Miss Deborah was, what do they call him, the Coyote Ugly girl? No.
Mm-hmm.
Bar dancing. We'll have to ask her. Deborah.
We will have to next time we see her, Hatter. It could be tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to start the show after play Hatter's song. Instead of y'all just starting it out, y'all both just start talking to them. Deb, did you, you know, were you that party girl when you were younger?
Yeah.
You know, what's up with this poem?
Yeah, that's a thought.
I know she's just saying it's the song, but we definitely know that it must be more than that.
Exactly.
You know, she was head she was the head cheerleader.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that, Hatter.
I didn't either.
And you, when you're out center stage, humiliating things tend to happen sometimes. Right now she's listening. She's going, Hatter, no. Okay, stop there.
Up there, if I was you, you'll just get scarab better, you know. I'd stop.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's all good. Yeah, if Deborah makes it, it would be the last 15 minutes time.
That is true.
That'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she also told me that, like, go ahead and read the poem if she didn't come in time. So.
Oh.
And. Yeah. So, I didn't know if she was going to come or not, but I did give her some time to see if she would. But like I said, I didn't know if she would or wouldn't, but because I knew the long drive and everything. So, but yeah, that was the last poem. I'm not going to start crying now. And these 2 months will go by really quickly, and then I'll be back. Nobody will even realize I'm gone. No, I'm kidding. Thank you.
You could do an hour. You go to a different time zone?
I am going to a different time zone, yes. I am going to the eastern side instead of the central time. It's going to be interesting for me.
Oh, so it's going to be late. Still late. She's here to come west.
Oh, yeah.
Time zone is early.
I actually almost did go west. So I don't know if Deb said it or not, but what I'm going in for, I'm going to another state to be a camp counselor, head of the cabins. So,
well done.
But I actually almost did go to the West, Hatter. I did. There was one in California. I got interviewed for it, but I did not get it. But I was, like, so close. I actually wanted to go to California because I've never been.
Where in California?
Right outside of San Diego.
Okay. That's Southern Cal. You need to come to Northern Cal.
But it sounds responsible, Crystal. It sounds like you're being responsible elder. That's what it sounds like.
You're growing up.
I would guess so. I just like it because I've done a lot of different things, especially with kids. Over the years, I've done different teaching work. I've done all kinds of stuff, but I've never done this. I know most people, when they are counselors, they're like around 17, 18 years old. And I know I'm probably going to be the oldest one there, but I figured I never done it, so I wanted to try it. And so I figured if I am the oldest one there, maybe I'll be the most responsible. But
it's the nowadays of French Legion. Back in the day, you joined the French Legion.
I'm in Australia. You know, how would I know?
Well, I don't know. So I'm hoping we had the same information. I mean, we ran away from home when 17. You could join the French Legion when you were 17, but you had to be 18.
I get it now.
Something like that. Stay in school.
But no,
a lot of things, you only have to be 18, so it's interesting.
All the best. Counsel good, or however that is. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the counseling, yeah. But more like keeping them out of trouble, I guess.
Well, you know, good luck with that too.
All right. Well, we did all of the announcements and everything. Like I said, thank you, Hatter and AP, for staying with me the entire time. I'll have to get on to everybody else and send the messages. This was supposed to be my last show for a few months, and you did not show up. No, I'm not going to be like that at all. I know everybody is out there to support me and whatnot, and I really appreciate it. So, yeah, I will probably may pop in here and there. Not really
we'll
in shows or anything, but I'm not going to entirely be off of all poetry, but I'm not really going to be on it very much the next couple of months. So, I'm definitely, but like the podcast thing, I probably don't have time for just yet.
Yes, I understand. Well,
okay.
Crystal, I will say goodbye, and I'm going to go up and vote. I'm voting now.
It's going to be a 1 week, and you're going to have to call in to get your hatter fixed.
I don't know
we'll
if
that's
going to work, but
we'll see how that goes.
Oh, do they take your phones and stuff?
Not necessarily take your phone, but I'm really not allowed to use it. I only can have it on me in case, like, another employee needs to contact me or something. But even then, you're not even supposed to. I'm not even allowed to check the time on my phone. I had to buy a watch.
We could be your voices in your head. We could be the voices in your head.
That's an interesting call.
That's not creepy at all.
No, that's what I was saying. But sort of suggesting that, yeah.
Okay. Well, if I start hearing voices, I know it's y'all. Okay. Good to know.
Too easy. Righto. I'm exiting stage left. Bye, Hatter. Bye, Crystal.
Bye, AP.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
I also will.
Bye.
Say goodnight. Good night, guys.
Yep.